coming up on All Access.
It's good karma for us.
Yeah. Always good to have you.
Let's go! Let's go!
Brady with a gift to LeGarrette. Straight up the middle. A dive to the end zone. Did he break the plane? He did. Touchdown, Patriots!
Good job, guys. Way to go, Eddie. Way to go.
Pretty tough football team we played today. Give them credit. All right. And there's going to be more like that.
The snap of the spot. Swing of the right leg. The kick is driven to the uprights. The kick is good.
I treat every game the same. I try to make every kick. I try to go out there, put points on the board, and sometimes you get special opportunities to come through for your team.
Hey, Kurt, I'm coming.
Dropping back under pressure. Yeah. He'll be sacked. Another for Chandler Jones.
How many sacks did you get?
Just one. Get out of here. I know.
Oh, they're turning the ball over defensively, and they're getting big plays out of their skilled players. Big plays in the kicking game, offense, defense. You know, they're playing well.
The Patriots and Giants team up for another instant classic, and this time it's New England pulling off the last-second victory. Welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. There are now just two undefeated teams remaining after 10 weeks, and the Patriots are still one of them. There are more speed bumps along the way, as New England loses yet another valuable offensive playmaker. Julian Edelman is out for the foreseeable future. For the Patriots to win their 10th game, they'll have to beat a red-hot Buffalo Bills team that has knocked off two straight AFC East teams and would love to make it three. We'll preview the Bills. But let's relive one of the best regular season games in recent memory with sights and sounds of their win over the Giants.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
TB.
How you doing, brother?
I'm great.
Good to see you.
Great focus. Big part of the game plan. Okay?
Right here. It's good karma for us.
Yeah. Always good to have you.
Hey! Let's go! Let's go!
This is three of us from here. We back home. As a group, we home, fellas. Let's get this New York rocking. So we in. Hey! One, two, three, go!
Let's go, boys! Brady throws back of the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! Scott Chandler!
That's the way to set the pace right there.
Good job, fellas!
Way to go.
Nice job, Tommy. That's it. Nice job.
Down 15 plays down their throat in first drive. That's a great job.
Shotgun snap to Manning. Lobs a throw. Deep left corner for Harris. Makes the grab. But he's out of bounds, or is he in? The officials will confer. One signaled incomplete. The other overruled. Touchdown, Giants.
Offense! Let's go do our job, huh? Let's go, guys.
Let's just go out there when we get our opportunity, string some good plays together, and do our job. That's it. That's all it's going to take. Okay?
Amendola scrambles over, receives at the 11, carries across the 15 to the 20 with a cut left, trying to get outside. Left sideline to 50, down the left sideline 40, to the 20, to the 15, he lost his balance, skating down inside the 10. Brady with a gift to LeGarrette, straight up the middle, a dive to the end zone. Did he break the plane? He did. Touchdown, Patriots.
Yes, good work. Okay, good work in a... and a good way to respond to a turnover and get points off. I mean, a big special team. Should have been a touchdown without that, but I'm glad we were able to punch it in.
Way to go, kid. Big time play, babe.
Fires down the middle for Gronkowski. Makes the grab at the 45. Spinning away from defenders to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
We're working.
And a tie in the middle ends.
We're working on comeback number 39.
Job, Beast Mode. Hey, we need a play.
Great throw.
Firing to the end zone. Picked off the one. Intercepted by Jermaine McBride. Swing of the right leg by Brown, and the kick to the uprights is good. The Giants have gone in front.
Go, boys.
Shotgun snap to Brady. Standing in. Throwing down the middle for Amendola. Makes the grab. Wrapped up and thrown down. But a first down reception. Shotgun snap. Quick throw. Near side for Amendola. Curls inside. Goes down at the 37-yard line. The snap in the spot. Swing of the right leg. The kick is driven to the upright. The kick is good! He got it! 1 second to go. The Pats have the lead by one.
Awesome. Let me get in. Get the best.
Go, Gino. Hey.
Fourth down, baby.
Clutch, you two. Clutch.
Hey, Tommy boy. Say it won't go be easy, baby.
Great game. Thank you,
Joe. Yeah.
Ready to go. Tommy, come on.
Great game.
Go.
One more time.
Hey, we stay
one more time. Yeah.
All right, great job, man. I mean, that's everything we talked about. 60 minutes, situational football. I mean, the play came down to at the end. We talked about that one. But really, it's a good job of fighting through it. I mean, it wasn't pretty. We made a lot of mistakes. A lot of things we got to do better. Okay, but you fought for 60 minutes, and you made the plays we had to make at the end, which is that's how you win in this league. All right, so look, it's a good, great way to start off the second half of the season. That's a pretty tough football team we played today. Give them credit. All right, and there's going to be more like that, but that's a damn good job of standing up to them. All right. So look, we got a long way to go here. Not another division game coming up here.
No, Slay.
Steve, never a doubt, Steve.
Never a doubt.
But in the meantime, how we feel about going 9-0?
Oh, yeah!
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach, coffee with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. Congratulations, another big win. I got to talk about that last play, that lateral. I mean, I sit here each and every week with you and we talk about situational coaching. Is there ever a time where you talk about the team like, hey, guys, this is what could happen at the end of the game from the spacing standpoint of that and how you would play that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's coincidentally, we actually talked about those plays last week. We had the We had the the Arkansas play on 4th and 25. We had the Miami Duke play on the kickoff return. We had a couple other college plays, an Oregon punt return, a couple other plays like that that were, had that element of kind of craziness to it. I thought that the Giants did a really good job of keeping the ball alive on the on the bunt kick and then pitching it back and getting it to. Beckham and their playmaker. Yeah, so, that's kind of anything could happen at that point. So, I thought we did a good job. We tackled the guy with the ball about four different times until finally we got him out of bounds. But, they did a good job of keeping the ball alive.
Yeah, they did. And, it wasn't perfect at the end of the game, especially second half, some turnovers by the offense. Defense played hard. You guys hung in there tough. But massive kick by Steven Kostowski. Huge kick by him. You've had two kickers here. In 16 years, we've gone through it, and he's fallen a legend. How big was that? Not only a kick, but how good is that for Steve? Like, just moving forward here to have that type of kick.
Yeah, that's great. And, you got to be happy for Steve because nobody works harder. Nobody is more professional. He trains with all the players. He's not a kicker.
He's not Matt Barber, single face mask. No. Him and DeAussie sitting over there, right?
That's right. he puts a lot into it, and he works very hard, and we've seen him make, hundreds of those kicks in practice, but, it's always a little different in a game on the road, and, just the whole operation was good. Our protection was good. It's a good snap, good hold, good clean kick, and, a little bit of a crosswind, but, Steve handled that well, as he always does, and so it was, a great culmination to a lot of good situational football at the end of the game. Without that kick,
right.
Nobody cares about all the rest of it. So that was the key play.
He liked being up there at the podium, too. So he didn't get this attention at any other time. So it seemed like he enjoyed that a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Deion Lewis obviously goes down a couple weeks ago. You guys lose Julian Edelman. Those two guys combined have had a lot of snaps for your football team. Fair to say moving forward it's a culmination of or just it's going to be a combined effort from everybody else to step up to replace that type of production?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we don't have anybody that's really going to be able to just one person that could step up and produce like that. Those guys have. So, we'll have to, again, it's a team sport. We'll have to get those contributions from collection of people, that's the way it is.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in the show to talk about the Bills, but more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We sit down with kicker Steven Gostkowski.
I go out there expecting to do well. I never go out there worrying about the results.
And later, Patriots defensive lineman Chandler Jones is mic'd up.
Oh, that's me. Oh, shucks. Shut up.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by Geico. The Patriots will try to beat the Buffalo Bills for the second time this year. And as Dan Roach tells us, they'll likely need a different way to do it.
The kick is good! He got it!
Steven Gostkowski is stones.
Thanks in part to the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, the Patriots escaped MetLife Stadium with a hard-fought 27-26 win, a victory that improved their record to a perfect 9-0.
Julian Edelman being taken to the locker room right now.
Already banged up, the Pats had to deal with another major injury Sunday when Julian Edelman went down with a broken foot. The hope is to get number 11 back before season's end, but once again, for now, it's next man up.
There's no question that, you know, Julian, he's a great football player, and he'll be back, and you know, he's going to work his tail off just like he always does to get back and play.
You wish you could just plug someone else in, but that's impossible to plug in. You know, those, you know, Julian Edelman just aren't, you know, sitting out on the street anywhere else. They'd be playing, you know, for another team.
Next up for the Patriots, the 5-4 Buffalo Bills Monday night, a team the Pats topped 40-32 in week 2 in Buffalo, a game where Tom Brady threw for 466 yards and 3 touchdowns. But the Pats know they may have to do things differently this time around to come out with a victory.
Over the course of the season, because it is a long year, you got to rely on different parts of the game at different times. At points last year, we threw it 50 times a game. Other times, you know, you try to run it 50 times a game. And some of it depends on how the game's going. Some of it depends on the matchup.
And in from the In Case You Were Wondering department, Tom Brady's lifetime record on Monday Night Football is 13-6. He's 5-1 at home, though. The lone loss, you have to go all the way back to November 7th, 2005, when he fell to Peyton Manning in the Indianapolis Colts. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Patriot kicker Steven Gostkowski. And, boy, what a game. What a game you're coming off of. And you've been in a lot of spots, been in the spotlight so many times. Was that the biggest spot you've ever been in, do you think?
I mean, I don't look at it that way. Every game is its own game. It's definitely the most dramatic spot I've probably been in a long time. But, you know, I treat every game the same. I try to make every kick. I try to go out there and put points on the board. And sometimes you get special opportunities to come through for your team. And it's, you know, that's why we practice all the time. And that's why we kick millions and millions of times a year. It was fun, you know. Mm-hmm.
Tell me what the feeling is like when you see the ball going through the uprights.
I mean, it's cool. I'm not a big celebrator, especially with kicking field goals. You know, I go out there expecting to do well. I never go out there worrying about the results. So I don't go out there saying, oh, darn, I better not miss this kick. I go out there, hey, well, let's make this kick, you know. So it's kind of a mindset that I have, and you have to kind of trick yourself to have that, because there is times where negative thoughts get in your head, and there are times where you might not be feeling as hot or in the zone, I guess you could say. But, you know, if you can trick your mind into believing you can do it, you go out there and you do it, you know.
You know, I just go out there, I sing a song in my head, and keep that between me and the song. I sing a song in my head just to distract everything else.
You opened this up, the Pandora's box, when you talk about a song in your head.
That's right.
All right. talk about that. Are you willing to reveal that song?
I can't do it now. I mean, everyone wants to know.
So
I
gotta we keep, all want to know.
I got to keep some things a mystery. You know?
Are there different songs, or is it just one?
It's one song.
One song.
Yeah.
Well, keep singing it.
I'm going to try.
You replace a legend. Do you ever take a moment to reflect on what you've done so far?
Not really. I mean, there's a lot of guys who have a lot of talent, but there's not a lot of guys who can use that talent and be consistent with it. And I think that's the thing I take the most pride in, mm-hmm. Being able to do it consistently. And I don't look at who's been there, who's done what. I don't compare myself to other people. I never have. I never will. I just have always had a lot of confidence in what I do. I don't worry about who we're playing, when we're playing. I just worry about the weather and, you know, the situation and what I need to do to make the kick.
My friend, good luck this week against Buffalo.
Thank you very much. Yes,
sir. Stephen Gostkowski, I guess. We'll be back for more Patriots All Access right after this.
Monday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots going at it. The Buffalo Bills 5-1, the Patriots 1-5.
Martin again inside the 15, inside the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Curtis Martin, 20-yard run.
And Bledsoe back to throw. Looks, steps, fires, touchdown to Vincent Bledsoe.
Very close.
Back line of the end zone, Drew Bledsoe. Kelly takes the direct snap. Now he's going to be hit and sacked at the 31-yard line by Chris Slade. Final score, the New England Patriots 27, the Buffalo Bills 14.
Hi, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, here's your question. On the defensive side of the ball, which player is having a breakout season?
Last year, we watched a guy crash the party in the Super Bowl. This year, he's making it his coming out party. I'm talking about Malcolm Butler, of course, a guy who is not just merely playing the number one corner spot, he's making himself a number one corner.
We're in the midst of a breakout season for Chandler Jones. He was a good pass rusher who's become a great one. Leads the NFL with 10.5 sacks ahead of J.J. Watt. And that's what Jones is becoming, a truly elite Defensive Player of the Year candidate. Malcolm Butler is my choice. This guy made the biggest play in Super Bowl history, and you weren't sure if it was just a fluke or if this guy actually had skill. And you watch him play, and this guy gets better week in and week out. He takes the best wide receiver, and he takes him out of the game. Just go look at last week's game against the Giants and see what he did to Odell Beckham Jr. He's having a phenomenal season. All right, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick rejoins me. We talk about the Bills. One extra day to prepare for these guys, divisional opponent. You know a lot about Buffalo, but they are a little bit different. What is different from them when you look at them on film from when you played them in week two?
Well, I just think they're playing well. They've run the ball really well the last couple of weeks. A couple, you know, 220-some yards against Miami, 150 yards against the Jets. They're turning the ball over defensively, and they're getting big plays out of their skill players. We've got to do a good job all the way across the board there. You know, defensively, they've gotten a lot of production out of their corners. Gilmore and Darby, you know, a lot of pass breakups and big plays in the kicking game, offense, defense. You know, they're playing well.
LeSean McCoy, seems like not that he's getting back to old form, but the breakaway ability that he has, tackling, pretty good as far as stopping a run, number one point of interest for your defense.
Yeah, absolutely. He's, you know, McCoy's great in space. He makes a lot of yards. I mean, they block well. They have a good running scheme. And then when he gets in space, he can make yards on his own. So that'll be a big challenge for us.
All right, time now for the Twitter question of the week. Comes from Rob in Melrose. Wants to talk about the end of that Giants game, Coach. Given the situation, a little bit of time before the two-minute warning, was it an obvious situation for you to burn the timeouts there to help the defense out and get the ball back?
Yeah, well, I thought it was important for us at that point to kind of force the issue. What we didn't want to do was let the Giants just milk the clock, kick the field goal at the end of the game. And the field position they had would have been a pretty makeable yeah. field goal, you know, in the, like, above 98% range type percentage. So we wanted to force the issue, and if they kicked the field goal, then they kicked the field goal. If they had scored, then they would have either been up by 5 or 7 with, you know, however much time we'd had left on the clock. So We just wanted to leave ourselves time to have a chance because once they got into field goal range and close field goal range, you know, it would have been hard to, you know, if they kick it right at the end, I mean, that's a hard play to stop, and then you just don't have enough time to answer it. So we wanted to, you know, force the issue earlier.
All right, good stuff right there. Great answer. If you want to ask the coach a question, you have to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. Buffalo and the Bellastrator, what are you going to take a look at? Maybe those uniforms that they wore against the Jets?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see those.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you know, they've got, you know, the defensive turnovers and offensively, okay. You know, they're skill players. So there's a lot to watch.
All right, good stuff. Coach will be back later in the show to do the Bellastrator. But first, more Bowl Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Patriots tackle Nate Solder opens up about his family's newest ordeal.
A phone call to our pediatrician and a trip to a radiology and lab in Waltham eventually led us to the emergency room in Boston Children's Hospital just hours later.
Coach Belichick familiarizes himself with the Buffalo Bills on the Bellastrator.
The running game is going to obviously be important for us. They have great backs. They have very good scheme.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEAT or visit aceticket.com.
Bavarian Brothers High School's Charlie Stevenson, who's been selected as our High School Coach of the Week. The Hawks shut out Brockton 35-0 to earn its 22nd straight victory and capture their third consecutive Division I South title. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Bavarian Brothers High School football program in the name of Coach Charlie Stevenson.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Chandler Jones is leading the National Football League with 10.5 sacks. We present to you, for your listening and viewing enjoyment, Chandler Jones mic'd up from the Washington game. Enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Kraft. Let's go, Mr. Kraft. Let's go. Let's go, baby. Come. Let's do what we do.
Let's go.
Let's do what we do. It's going to be a great day, fellas. Hey, Phil, I hope you're ready for a great day. Hey, Grunk. Let's go, Grunk. Hey, how many touchdowns we got today, Grunk?
Huh? Ah, triple, baby.
Let's go.
How many sacks?
Two.
Right.
Three.
Two or three.
Four.
Oh,
five.
The next time, just forget about the inside guy and drill that Dutch guy.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. He doesn't want to do it anymore.
Huh?
I got him good. He doesn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me. Oh, shucks. Shut up. Hey, Kurt, I'm coming. I'm coming.
Under pressure, he'll be sacked. Another for Chandler Jones.
We got more to do. We got more work to do. We got more work to do. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's go, Tommy boy! Like, you can hear me. It's my cheer that counts. Each and every cheer counts. He hears me, but he doesn't hear me. He's looking at me like... He's looking at me like, boy, if you don't get out of my face... Yeah, you see that different rip? I was right on his edge like this.
How many sacks did you get?
Just one.
Get out of here.
I know. Gronky! Gronky!
All right, nice job, Chan.
You too.
when Nate Solder went down and placed on season-ending injured reserve after the Patriots' Week 5 in Dallas, you'd figure 2015 would be a lost year for him. However, the challenges were just beginning. Bob Soucy sat down with the Patriots captain, who this week revealed some very difficult news.
Right now, I'd like to invite a special guest on stage.
The birth of your first child is a life-changing miracle.
Nate, the last year has been really tumultuous, to say the least. You've gone from a Super Bowl champion to a season-ending injury, and, of course, your own battle with testicular cancer, to the news on October 19th that your three-month-old infant, Hudson, was diagnosed with Wilms tumor, cancer of the kidneys. How are you and your family holding up?
Well, you would never think that having a season-ending injury would be a good thing until your kid gets cancer. How are we holding up? By the grace of God, we're going one day at a time. You know, we have a very positive outlook on everything that's going on. We know that's happening for a purpose, and it's changed us, and we won't be the same people. So, good or bad, that's what it is.
And when you speak of we, your wife Lexi was very adamant that you share your situation with the public. You're a guy who's always accessible, but when it comes to football, somewhat reserved.
Yeah.
But yet you've had these two traumatic events in your life in the last year,
yeah,
and we've all become involved in them.
Yeah. Well, I would prefer to be much more private on these issues, but the response and the way that it can help people was something that we couldn't ignore, and Lexi knew that, and she cares about that. And it was my duty to kind of protect Hudson and the whole deal, but she said, why don't we just share it with people that are going through the same stuff, and it might have a great impact and help people, and we're hoping that's what it can do.
What kind of strength have you drawn from your teammates, from people in the public who've responded? You have great faith, and you draw strength from that faith,
yeah,
but what about the strength you've gotten from others?
Yeah, well, the first and foremost is my wife. Her attitude on the whole deal, very pragmatic, very can work through things, and we work together as a team very exceptionally. The next is teammates and coaches. It's like they're like brothers. They're there to have your back. They have, you know, they've reached out with text messages and calling and bringing food over and just giving a hug. I mean, that's been huge for us too.
And the early detection, so imperative in your own fight to overcome the testicular cancer.
Yeah.
How sensitive were you the night you discovered the bulge on your son's side to the fact that it could be cause for alarm, that you called your pediatrician the next day because of your own experience?
Yeah. Well, and you hate to be overly concerned about every little thing that happens to your kid because there's always something. So our first reaction was, okay, let's just take a breath. Let's try to figure this out. We're going to talk to our pediatrician, and she says it was need for concern that we should get it checked out. And I think that's what we've come away from this is if you have any concerns, ask. Have it checked out. Don't assume that it's going to be okay. And don't assume necessarily it's going to be the worst case scenario either.
The platform that you had, of course, as an NFL player, which you've discussed as well, gave you the opportunity to shed light on your situation with testicular cancer. And now, as you've mentioned, you could do the same for other families who will face the same kind of struggle you, Lexi, and Hudson will face.
Yeah. Well, it is a sad reality, but it is true. There's hundreds of thousands of families in this country that have kids going through cancer right now. And the reality of the fact that people care more or they pay more attention to it because I'm a professional athlete, we want to use that as well as we can to help those families that may not receive that same sort of support.
What have you learned about Hudson's situation going forward, and what's the prognosis for him short-term and long-term?
Well, there's a lot of technical details, but it's kind of a week-to-week process. And I think that fits in the Patriots' mantra, doesn't it? We're taking it one week at a time. We do blood tests. We do all sorts of scans and things each week. And then we go to the next week and they modify their treatment. They modify which drugs, how much each drug he's getting, and kind of the direction that our treatments are going.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
From Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, it's time for the National Football League season opener for the Patriots.
The screen set up, and it is intercepted one-handed and running it down and in for a touchdown was Aaron Schobel.
5, the 10, got an alley, 15, 20, banged at the 25-yard line and down at about the 28. Fumble on the play.
They got it.
Patriots recover the fumble. Stands in, fires end zone, touchdown, Benjamin Watson. Tom Brady, you are Tom Terrific.
All right, time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. Guess what? It's Bills week. But before we get to the Buffalo Bills, Joseph Fourier, what is that, your brother?
No, that this would be my nephew slash godson slash, oh, now I guess he's my student.
Does he do this? Does he do this? Ooh, stupid.
No, his legs are too long and it's awkward. He dances. He does a bye, bye, bye.
Oh, that's right.
Bills.
Let's get to Malcolm Butler. Who's he going to D up in this game?
Sammy. Toss the ball. See that?
Sammy
now
Watkins.
The ball.
We don't need a ball. Somebody go get that ball for me. I'm going to be Malcolm Butler.
You're
going to
be
Watkins.
Malcolm? All right, I'm Sammy. I'm fast. I'm elusive. I like that quick screen. I like the bubble screen. I want to run with it after I get it.
Well, let's work off last week. Giants game. Thought it was Malcolm Butler's best game. Why? Because he was a nag to Odell Beckham Jr. When I say nag, always up in him right here. The hand to hand stuff, the quick hands with Butler, his ability to go ahead and come off the line. You know, it's right here. Where's he at? Right here. And you're going to make a move? Go ahead. Come up. Come back in. What's up? I'm right here. I got help up on the top. But well, he's a lot quicker than I am.
When it comes to, when you watch Malcolm Butler, he's almost got this Kung Fu master thing going with his hands. Yep. Because every time a receiver will try and scrape his hands and move across from him, he's got a great counterpunch, and he's so competitive and so relentless that even when you think you catch the ball, Odell Beckham Jr., you don't, because he's right there being a nag and swiping it away.
Where he doesn't get enough credit too, I think, is he's such a good tackler. The ability to get guys down. You're Malcolm Butler. You're following me over, and I'm coming in man motion here, getting ready to catch the quick screen. Catches it up, boom. I'm trying to cut inside. And that's his ability to get guys down as quick as they can.
That form tackling, you like
Plus
that?
Plus you got Shady McCoy out there.
I think I hurt my shoulder.
The Opponent News is brought to you by GEICO.
The Bills jumped out to an early lead over the Patriots in Week 2, but the tide quickly shifted and the Bills could not maintain their hot start. Now with the healthy LeSean McCoy and a quarterback with more experience, Rex Ryan knows his team has improved, but admits the Patriots are a tall task.
We're a better football team. I know we're better. And again, like I say, here's the big test. You're going against a team that's arguably the best team in football right now. And best offense in the league with the best quarterback. So it's like, how much better? We know one thing. We will find out how much better this football team is.
Now let's check in with Coach Belichick and Scott Zolak, because it's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator. And, Coach, big Christmas game here. Red and green and all that stuff, it all blends.
Yeah,
what do you got?
Well, this is I think the Bills have one of the best special teams units we're going to see all year. They have a great group of core players, big guys, linebackers, safeties, fast guys. And so this is really one of the key plays in the game where, you know, Smith comes back on the kickoff return. They knock him off his feet here around the 15-yard line. Rambo comes in there and, you know, gets his hand on the ball, strips it out. Williams on a scoop and score. So, you know, extra bonus points there for the Bills on that kickoff coverage play. We got to do a great job on special teams.
Now, I remember that. It was a tight game at that point, and that kind of gave them the little bit of spacing that they needed there on the road.
Yep, absolutely. And McCoy, this guy's, you know, very, very good in space. You know, it creates a one-on-one situation here where they do a good job of, you know, sealing the defense, and they just let the corner go to McCoy. So it's one-on-one there with Kirkpatrick and McCoy, and that's really no contest. So, you know, the running game is going to obviously be important for us. They have great backs. They have a very good scheme. They do have different runs each week and different formations to kind of challenge your defense and your adjustments. So we're going to have to do a great job of that. But it's all going to come down to tackling. If we can't get them on the ground, it won't make any difference if we're in position or not.
They got the ability to hit you on a big play on the ground where some teams do it through the air.
Right. Well, and these guys can do it both ways. You know, this is another good example right here. You know, the passing game, big plays in the passing game, catch and run plays, you know, and downfield plays, as we're going to see later on. But, you know, this kid's scored in every game, and they've been very productive in the passing game, both in with the short catch and run plays and also the down the field plays. Of course, the running game sets up some good play-action opportunities here, so the Giants linebackers are kind of, you know, a little bit hesitant on the run fake. That's Clay coming, you know, wide open. You don't usually see him that open against the Giants, but there's nobody within 15 yards of him.
Wow.
So, you know, big play here. And then, of course, you know, with Watkins outside, he's another home run guy. This is him here at the top of the screen a couple weeks ago against Miami. Again, another, you know, kind of quick play fake. Safeties never really, you know, get over the top. And
that's a long throw, too.
Yep.
So play is never dead then, right, moving forward?
Oh, no. Okay. No. And I think this play very is a telling play. You know, when you have a quarterback that you think can run the ball and you start designing plays for him like this with kind of the, you know, full play with a lead block and all that. You know, it's one thing when a quarterback drops back and pulls the ball down on a scramble and runs. It's another thing when you know, draw up a design running play like this to, you know, let the quarterback run up inside on a lead play in the A gap. But again, you can see Taylor's running skills here. He's got good quickness. Does a nice job of, you know, breaking this tackle here. So, you know, this is really a running back running the ball, not a quarterback. And
nice block
very,
here too.
Yeah, very elusive and good speed. You know, he heard us scrambling in the first game.
All right, Coach, great stuff. Monday Night Football, players love playing on Monday nights. Good luck against the Bills.
All right, thanks, Scott.
All right, thanks for joining us with the Belustrator. More of All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussions in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studio with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. That game, coming off that game, how would you rank it? Probably the best Patriots regular season game ever? Or is that too
tremendous
high?
Game. I'm going to leave this one to Mike because Mike loves the rankings. Yes. I'm like Bill. I don't rank them.
Yes.
But I will say the fourth quarter of that game was incredible theater. Just the big plays. Good and bad that went back and forth. You know, you have coaching questions, you have execution issues, you have some unbelievable plays. I mean, Brady completes a bomb to LaFell. A few plays later, he's throwing a terrible pick intended for LaFell. Just the ebbs and flows, an incredible regular season football game.
Right when that game ended, my first reaction was this was one of the best regular season games in the Belichick era in recent memory. This one had it all from start to finish. Loved the game.
So the big story of that game, though, also Julian Edelman going down. So now they lost Edelman. They've lost Deion Lewis. Will the Patriots have to win a different way going forward?
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And the points, even with Edelman in the lineup and when Deion Lewis was still in the lineup, were starting to come down a little bit. And I know it's a very high bar, but it was, you know, 36, 37 points a game. And it started to creep closer to 30. Mm-hmm. And now the last two games have been 27. So yeah, I think that they're not necessarily going to be expected to go out and put 40 on the board every week the way we had grown accustomed. Defensively, I think that they're doing some things. They missed Jamie Collins this particular week, and I don't think that injury has gotten enough attention. But the tight ends that the Giants had running free, I don't think that would have been the case with Collins out there.
Yeah, a couple things come to mind, I think, specific to this game. Buffalo, you know, they went with the spread passing attack in week two. I'm not sure you can do that now. I think LeGarrette Blount only played 7 snaps in that game. So I think what I'm trying to say, probably rely on the running game a little bit more maybe than you had to if you had Lewis and Edelman when you can spread it out. And also, I thought it was interesting, Tom Brady early this week mentioned Keyshawn Martin. That was the first receiver he mentioned when he was asked about where do you go from here replacing Edelman. I don't think it's a one-for-one swap, but I think the way Brady views Martin, that he's going to be part of that sort of combination of guys they put together.
How do the Patriots match up against the Buffalo Bills a second time around on Monday Night Football?
Yeah, well, it is interesting because, you know, the way Mike talked about that, I don't think you'll see a similar kind of game plan because I don't think you're going to see Brady drop back 50-plus times.
Well, he threw for 466 yards in the first
game. Yeah, no, I mean, he might throw for a lot of yards. I just don't think it'll be that kind of a volume of attempts. I don't think you can do that.
The first place I'm going to look at in this matchup is the offensive line. I think it's starting to catch up to the Patriots a little bit, as you would expect it to when you're down to your fifth and sixth offensive tackles and you're mixing and matching with healthy bodies. So I want to see, first first and foremost, and we have a couple more days till the game, Sebastian Vollmer, Marcus Cannon, Trey Jackson, can they come back and can they get some of their top guys? Because I'm not sure they can play the way they've been playing against this Bills defense and survive with that offensive line.
There was absolutely no pass rush coming into the game from the Giants. Nine sacks in nine games, and that was a real concern.
And you could see Brady, to me, didn't look comfortable.
Are you giving credit or taking credit away from the offensive line the way they played so far, having it be a revolving door?
Oh, I think they've played remarkably well considering the circumstances. I give a lot of credit to Googe, and I give a lot of credit to the guys that are filling in.
Yeah, you grade it on a curve. You're not going to grade it, you know, Brian Stork the same way you would Sebastian Vollmer or Steve. Let's say you were ill and, you know, me or Paul had to host the show. It's not going to be as good of a show, but if we can get through it,
straight A show. You guys would be fine.
It would be okay.
I could do it.
Yeah, of course you could. Prediction time. Can you do that?
I can't do that. You know what? I'm just so impressed with the Patriots' toughness. The mental toughness that Mike talks about almost every week is so accurate. It's so appropriate with this team. I think this is going to be a difficult game. I think the Patriots are going to win it, but I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't think you're going to see that big lead that you saw, maybe 27-23.
Well, I think points down, going to see an adjustment period without Edelman, and as we talked about with Lewis, I'll say 23-17 Patriots.
All right, well, let's get ready for some Monday Night Football. Great job as usual.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, that'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. With Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody. See you later.